The New York State Attorney General's office is among those asking the Rensselaer County Board of Elections to provide additional early voting sites in the city of Troy. On April 9th, the New York Civil Liberties Union wrote for the fourth time to the Rensselaer County Board of Elections, asking officials to expand early voting in the Collar City. Perry Grossman is the senior staff attorney with the Voting Rights Project at the NYCLU.
The early voting law requires providing equitable access to early voting, and the existing sites have not provided equitable access. So hopefully, with additional sites provided here and the data to show why these sites would be an improvement, the Board of Elections can finally settle on a better and more equitable early voting plan.
Grossman argued that the early voting site established in Troy in recent elections at a church on Spring Avenue is not accessible to many city residents. The NYCLU provided in its letter maps displaying racial and population density data. Troy's only early voting location is located in a predominantly white, less densely populated area. The Office of New York Attorney General Tish James wrote to the Rensselaer County Board of Elections earlier this week, agreeing with the NYCLU. The letter mentions the Office of the Attorney General's previous concern over, quote, the lack of a centrally located poll site in Troy where much of the county's minority population resides that is easily accessible by public transportation, end quote. The Attorney General's office is requesting, by April 26th, a written response from the Board of Elections on four proposed early voting sites. Jason Schofield is the Republican Board of Elections Commissioner for Rensselaer County. He says the board is in compliance with New York State early voting law.
We do have an early voting site in the largest municipality, which is the city of Troy. It is on the bus line. It was used by thousands of residents during the early voting cycle last year for both the primary and general election. However, Commissioner McDonough and I next week or within the next few weeks are going to visit the four locations that they have asked us to look at.
Schofield said he and Democratic Elections Commissioner Edward McDonough will visit each of the four suggested polling locations in the coming weeks. Though speaking with WAMC, Schofield cast doubt on the viability of the suggested locations.
There's a lot that goes into having a site. You have to find a place that's going to take you for 10 days. You have to buy the equipment. So there's not just like we're not trying to be, more open. It's just you finding the workers, finding the location. We had a lot to do to find the location in the city of Troy. We are losing polling locations constantly, especially now with COVID. It's even worse.
Schofield questioned the feasibility of locating an early voting site at Unity House, a human services agency headquartered in the city's North Central neighborhood, as one example.
Unity House, which is right next door to the Conifer Park Rehab Center, where people go in for treatment for substance abuse, when they're waiting outside. You know, you're going to have people lined up and they're just staring at them when they go into their anonymous meetings.
Schofield added he does not foresee any change in early voting locations ahead of the primary in June. Unity House has offered itself as an early voting location. In a statement Thursday, Nina Nichols, Assistant Director of Development at Unity House, said, quote, many of the families we serve in Troy have barriers to transportation and need a location that is easily accessible to perform their right to vote, end quote. In October 2019, officials gathered at Unity House to announce a state bill to establish an early voting location in Troy, the county's largest community, which was lacking at the time. The bill was signed in 2020. Speaking Thursday, State Senator Neil Breslin, who sponsored that bill, along with State Assemblyman John McDonald, a fellow Capital Region Democrat, said it's the responsibility of officials to ensure equal access to polling locations.
Regardless of age, creed, color, and so it's a fair election. And if they're not doing that, and I haven't had a chance to review this letter, if they're not doing that, then they should discuss further what other sites are available. And we did the legislation with the purpose of making sure everybody could vote and that we were not going to be compared to Georgia.
Officials in the city of Troy previously offered to pay for an additional polling site. Democratic Mayor Patrick Madden said there's a need.
I'm grateful for the location that is in the city of Troy, but I think there ought to be something located in the denser section of the city.
Democrats in the Republican-majority Rensselaer County Legislature on Thursday announced they plan to introduce a measure to require the Board of Elections to provide a centrally located voting site in the densely populated area of the city of Troy, accessible by public transit. I'm Lucas Willard, WAMC News.